there, everyone, and welcome to our new episode. Just like always, thank you guys for listening. Today's subject is, what are different ways of brainstorming a business idea? Nowadays, brainstorming has become an integral part of today's business world. Your business can achieve amazing results using four different brainstorming methods. Every business sooner or later faces problems that require creative and innovative solutions. However, due to the long working days, most creative ideas are often completely hidden. In these kinds of situations, brainstorming sessions are often a good solution. Brainstorming helps stimulate the brain in such a way that creative ideas emerge from their dark corners and your employees often come up with new insights and solutions. To make this even clearer, we have explained four different brainstorming techniques below that can help you within your business. The first one is mind maps. A mind map brainstorming session aims to map out your ideas through a quick and clear structure. With this method, you work visually, and in this way, it is a lot clearer for your brain. It works like this. You start by writing down the problem statement or goal in the middle. This will act as the core of your mind map. Then, write down any associations or ideas you have with your core. A tip is to use different colors for this, which ensures that you use as many parts of your brain as possible. Then, work on these associations via a tree structure. If you then zoom out and look at your mind map, you can see together with the other participants which idea or solution best fits the core. Then comes brainwriting. Another common brainstorming variant is the so-called brainwriting method. In this variant, it is the intention that all participants sit in a circle or at a round table and proceed as follows. 1. All participants then write 3 ideas or solutions to the problem on a post-it within a group, with a time frame of up to 5 to 10 minutes. 2. After the time has elapsed, each participant passes their ideas to the person on their right. If the person on the right has seen the ideas, they pass the post-it again to the right until everyone has seen them as post-its. 3. Next, each participant selects a top 3 of the best ideas he or she has seen. The third technique is associative thinking. Participants may occasionally be quiet and hesitant when proposing ideas. To prevent this, the associative thinking method can offer a solution. One participant must suggest an idea, and then the other participants must name an idea that corresponds to this problem. The last technique is Scrum. Scrum is a method that has come over from the software industry. However, this method is very versatile and can therefore be used in almost all industries. This method is mainly about clearly organizing tasks and preventing bottlenecks within the company. This is not so much a brainstorming method, but is certainly a method that can significantly boost your business efficiency.